Let's go with the message this morning in a little series called Smartness. A different series in the second hour, and it's called Think in the next hour. Two different messages, different thoughts altogether, but both will help our thinking process if you want to stay with us today. Let's go with the message, Rod. Here we go. Smartness. See what we can find. Trust God with all your what? Help me here. Trust God with all your... And if you're here today for the first time, it's what we do. We talk back and forth so we can learn the Word. Amen? You can go anywhere and just sit for 30 minutes, but we try to learn something. So that's the plan today. And I do so much better if we're learning. So, Roger, we're going to have to fly, buddy. Here we go. To trust God with all your heart is to have absolute what? Confidence in God. To trust God with all your heart. What does that mean? It's to have absolute what? In who? God. That's what to trust. Well, I'm just trusting God. You ain't trusting God with all your heart unless you have absolute confidence in Him. Period. I don't care what happens. You're going to believe in Him. You're going to trust Him. You can make it. You see, the attitude's different, isn't it? Say. And well, you know, well, God, I don't know. He ain't been taking care of me. You know, He ain't been looking out for me. You see that crazy attitude, that whiny attitude? Trusting God with all your heart is not a whiner's thing, baby. All right? This is a winner. It's what a winner does. What is trusting God with all your heart? It's to have what? Faith in God. That's what it is. I believe, say it with me, God. Period. See, that's trusting God with all your heart. When bad things happen, when you don't know, when you don't understand, when you can't see your way clear, that's why it's called faith. Okay? An old acrostic, you know, if you line up the letters faith, forsaking all, I trust Him. 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 Faith. It's trusting God with all your heart. Just some thoughts this morning I wrote down. God's never been wrong. He ain't never done anybody wrong. And God ain't gonna do me wrong. Can you say that with me? God has never been wrong. And God has never done anybody wrong, and God ain't gonna do me. See how that'll help your thinking, yes or no? But if you're always looking to be picked on, well, I can't believe it, or I was this, or I was that, or this happened to me. You know what? If you want me to bring other people into your life, or I can share with you my own junk I've had, and we can just sit around and we can whine. And we can blame God. It's easy to point the finger at God, ain't it? You know what I'm saying? Oh, you won't do it one day when you see Him to His face. You'll be on your face. You listening? Boy, you'd be better off to trust Him. Put your faith in Him. Believe Him. Well, people think I'm crazy. I don't think so. I really don't. To see somebody that's able to make it through life, to hold your head up, to keep going, to be victorious, I think that might be what the world's looking for. That might be what Jesus was saying. Let your light so shine before men that they can see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I'm saying, come on. Here's one of the greatest verses in all the Bible. We're going to memorize it this morning. One of the greatest verses in all the Bible. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. Let's start, say it again. Three times. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Let's change that word to your. Can we do that? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. One last time. How many know you got it now? Trust in the Lord with how much? And lean not on your what? Own understanding. Does that mean God doesn't want me to understand? I mean God didn't want me to use my brain? No. But there's so many things in life that come our way that just your brain ain't going to be able to handle. It's going to take somebody bigger than you, and it's going to take you looking to somebody greater than you if you're going to make it. But you can make it. Now, last week we talked about putting God first. If I want to have some smartness, I've got to put God first. I've got to give Him the priority. You matter. Okay? Now, for me, you can do what you want to. I believe the Bible, all of it, period. Flat out. And when Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, no man can come to the Father but by me, and there's a period right there, I believe that. So I believe all other roads are dead ends. I don't care how well-meaning the religions might be. I believe God had one Son. His name is Jesus. And so, put Jesus first. You understand? Does it mean being perfect? That's crazy. No. It means what you say is so, God. And I believe that. So to put God first is the beginning. But wait a minute. To trust God with your heart is the what? That's the blessing. I put God first because He's right. I trust God with all my heart because I know He's right. I put God first because He says so. I trust God with all my heart because I know what He says is so. See the difference? Say. I put God first because I know what happens if I don't. I trust God with all my heart because I know what happens when I do. Wow. What a difference. So trust God with all your heart. That's what we're talking about. And I've got about 15 minutes to really hammer this home. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Here we go. There's a lot of places I can put my trust. You can put them in chariots. It's all in the Bible. You can put it in your bow, your armor. Put it in your armor. Put it in your government. That's funny. Put it in idols. Put it in vanity. Put it in your beauty. That's funny too, isn't it? You can put your trust in lies. Did you know people just lie and then they start trusting their lie? How stupid is that? I lie and then I'm going to believe my lie and I'm telling about my lie and that's what I'm trusting is my lie. Because you are a nut. Trust in wickedness. Trust in self-righteousness. Trust in my works. You can put your trust in friends. Trust in riches. This is all in the Bible. Trust in yourself. Trust in the flesh. Trust in your own heart, even though the Bible says, who can know your heart? It's desperately wicked. Trust in man. That's funny. Where are you going to put your trust? Amen? Trust in the Lord with all your what? And don't lean on your own what? Understanding. There it is. That's what we're talking about this morning. Trust in God with all your heart. The smartest thing you'll ever do is to trust God. You want to be smart? Trust God with all your heart. Let's talk about it. What does it mean to trust God? It means to give it everything. Everything you have. It means 100%. Never could stand coaching boys who didn't want to give 100%. A lot of boys don't give 100%. Young men don't give 100% because they don't realize their own potential. You don't realize that either. Trusting God with all your heart, giving it 100%, what that could mean for your life. How much more successful you'll be. How much more peace you'll have. How it can just change your crazy mind that's been driving you straight up the wall. To trust in the Lord with all your heart. It's incredible. Give it 100%. It means don't hold anything back. I'm going to trust you. When you're hurting, when it's hard, I'm going to trust you anyway. Because where can I go anyway? What the disciples said, Jesus said, and Peter said, you know, where can we go? Jesus, nowhere to go but you. We've met the Master. You know, nowhere else to go. Don't hold anything back. Go in all the way. Say it with me, with both what? A lot of times we're like this in the Christian life, and we're wondering, why so-and-so? Why is their life? Why do they seem to have the faith? And they go through stuff and they make it and I don't. Well, maybe it's because you're playing a seesaw. You're on the kids' playground. You understand? Say. Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. That's what he said. And it means getting in with both what? Feet. When are you ever going to do that? When are you ever going to wise up? Get smart. It's incredible. You know, it's just a little simple thing, but Jeff Clemens was praying with us this morning, and he talked about a little article that came from the Heart Association, and I didn't understand the whole article, so we didn't have time to do all that. But there's just something healthy for your heart about seeing the color green. How about when you go outside and you drive through the mountains, you drive through the country roads? How does it make you feel? Say. Make you feel good, doesn't it? Your Creator has created incredible things for you. But we want to believe a lie that we just got here because we're just nothing. When are you going to start believing you're something? Say. And start trusting God's word. It says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. I made you in my image, God says. I made you in my likeness. I breathed life into him. I breathed breath into his nostrils and he became a living soul. When are you going to start believing that? Say. I think I do something for you, don't you? Yes or no? Come on! All the way! Believing without reservation or what? Hesitation. That's what it is. Trusting God with all your heart. That's really smart, man. Selling out completely to God. I don't care what happens. It's not putting your trust and your complete trust and, as far as you know, need to survive in a person. God never intended. I know you might not like me saying this, but wife, God never intended you to put everything you got into your husband to where if something happens to him, you're just going to die. Well, guess what? Something is going to happen one day. Most likely. Then what's going to happen? God says, trust in me. You might have a better relationship if you start trusting in me and believing in me. And I can show you things that you never even knew and blessings you never even had inside that relationship. You understanding or not today? Sometimes we don't think we can live without somebody till we ain't got them. Then we start to realize we can. Doesn't mean we don't hurt. Doesn't mean there's not a lot of pain. But it's surprising what we can do and what God can help us through. You listening? Why not live like that now before the tragedy comes? Say, hope of making sense. How do I do it? And I'm not going to have all the time to unpackage all this, Raji, but we'll do what we can. How do I not lean? How do I trust God with all my heart? First of all, don't lean on your own understanding. And we're just going to walk through these. Don't lean on your own understanding. If you just got to always figure everything out for yourself, without faith, without trusting God, that's not what it's talking about. You're going to have to put your faith in God. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. That's how you do it. As you walk through life, how do I put all my trust in God, trusting God with all my heart? In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Just that's the way it is. I don't know about you. I'm not ashamed to be a Christian. I'm just not. I'm not arrogant. I'm a Christian. I'm, you know, look at me. I'm all high and holy. No. But I'm just not ashamed to be a Christian. God's been good to me. Why would I be ashamed of Him? Amen? Nothing for me to drive a truck that's plastered with fellowship on it. Put a hat on my head or shirt on my chest. I walk up and meet people. I say, hey, I'm Gary Clark, Fellowship Church. Not ashamed. You understand, yes or no? Not ashamed of God. Not ashamed of you. Not ashamed of my association here with Christian brothers and sisters in Christ. So whatever it is, where I'm at the store, what? Praise the Lord. Come on, it's a good thing to praise the Lord. Come on. Listen. Don't use it. Don't use it to try to, you know, one up. But that ain't, no, that's not what I'm telling you. I'm just saying, just in everything you do, you're just acknowledging Him. That's not being a nut. You understand? But if you have to work at like you're smoking something or something, yeah, then you're a nut. It should be a normal outflow when you trust God. You understand? I got to pray because if I didn't pray for my food, God's going to crash me. You got to pray for your food just because you're glad you got something. God's good to you. How hard is this? Giving on Sunday morning. Oh, God, I can't give. It's so hard to give. Well, when you start trusting the Lord, it just becomes a natural thing. And it starts because something you praise God for, that you got something to give. You understand? Okay. How do I trust God with all my heart? Don't be wise in your own eyes. Okay? Realize you don't have all the answers. It all doesn't end with you. Look at the scripture. Back it up. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, God says. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are above your thoughts. Go get you some of them thoughts. Amen? Realize all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Why don't you take a verse like that and just claim that thing and eat it up and let it be yours? Instead of limiting God, believing when something bad happens you can't make it, oh, I'm being picked on. How about see God is so big that nothing can separate you from His love?
Why don't you see yourself as more than a conqueror through Him that loved us? You understand? Trusting God. You understand? You're trying to just unpackage and let you think about it here. This is smartness, man. How do I do it? We're just in Proverbs 3, walking through Proverbs 3. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's how you trust the Lord with all your heart. Respect Him and honor Him. When this is the way you're walking, you go, man, this is the way I'm walking. Man, this ain't smartness over here. What's God saying? He says this way. Well, I'm going to respect Him, and I'm going to say, you know, no to this junk. I'm going to go this way. You understand? Good stuff. Here's this one, honor the Lord with the first fruit. Right here in Proverbs 3, honor the Lord with the with thy substance, with the first fruits of all your increase. That's how you trust God. Give Him a priority and His ministry a priority and what He's doing in the kingdom of God a priority and give back to the kingdom. You understand? That's trusting the Lord. I trust the Lord. Do you give? Just part of it. How about this one? My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction, for whom the Lord, what? Loves, He what? Corrects, even as a father, a son whom He delights. Listen, don't despise God's chastening. That's how you trust God. When you're screwing up or you're down the wrong path, or even when you don't see yourself down the wrong path, and certain things are going a certain way, you ought to wise up and say, what's happening here? How can I draw closer to the Lord instead of getting angry at Him? You listening? When you trust somebody, you're not out to make them the bad guy. And you're not whining all the time, you don't do enough for me. When you talk to somebody like that, it's because you don't like them. You understand? You don't do enough for me, it's because you don't like him. You don't love him. It's the bottom line. When you love, you trust. And sometimes love is hard. That's the real world. A Christian TV will tell you you can just, you know, wave a hanky at it or something, send $1,000 and make it all better. That's not the real world we live in, guys. You understand? Come on. It's going to mean decisions. You becoming smart. My son, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So don't let knowledge depart from you. How do I trust in God with all my heart? Don't let knowledge depart from me. How many of some of the greatest lessons you've learned in your life were the hardest things you ever went through? Can I see your hand? Why in the world would I go through the hardest thing a man can go through and not want to learn and be better? That's stupidity, isn't it? The hard things in life can propel us to a whole new level of living in faith. I know it's hard. That's life. Trust Him in that. Trust God with all your heart. What will this do for me? And Raj, we might just be able to give the points. Am I close to being done or not? Really? Not really? You're nodding your head like, no, not really. Here we go. What will trusting God do for me? I'm just going to name the points, Raj, and we'll walk through the points. Say it with me. I will be what? Happy. That's number one. Number two, I will have wisdom, and I'll have understanding when I trust God with my heart. Number three, I will, say it with me, have a longer and a healthier what? Life. Now, these are all scriptures. Okay? We're almost done. Hang on. Hang on. Stay right here with me. Number four, I will have what? Riches and what? This is what the Bible says when I trust in the Lord with all my heart. Are you kidding me? I'm going to live longer. I'm going to have riches and honor. That's what the Bible says. Let me just do a quick test in the room. How many of you made some horrific mistakes financially? You made some bad choices. And you learn from those bad choices you made. Bad choices and bad things. And you're better off because of those bad choices you made. Now today, there's some wisdom inside of you. And actually, you're doing much better. Can I see your hand? Do you see what I'm saying? This isn't that hard to figure out. It's called trusting the Lord. I will have what? And peace. When I trust the Lord, you're gonna be able to sleep, man. It's going to have a little more peace. I will walk safely and not stumble. How much is that worth? Isn't that nice? Ooh, look at this one. Let's read the verse. When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. Yeah, you shall lie down and your sleep shall be what? How many people can't sleep when you trust the Lord with all your heart? This is a promise from God's Word. I will be able to sleep soundly and sweetly. And you might say, well, I can't sleep. I can't. You know, I know there's other reasons. I understand that. But the bottom line is, I tell you what, man, trusting the Lord with all your heart, both feet, giving it all you got, it could really change your whole life. God will be my confidence. There's nothing more beautiful than to see somebody who's been run over by a truck, beat down like a dog, and they're standing up straight. And they're smiling. And they're not whining or complaining. That's a testimony for Jesus. Okay? I'm going to say something to you. A lot of you don't know Kim, and I understand that. Okay? You know who is important that knows her? Me. But that's one thing I love about her. When you get to understand her life and the pain, and yet there's that smile and a quiet confidence and not a full of myself. I'm going to be honest. That was very attractive to me. And guess what? We can be attractive to our whole community. I'm not so somebody's going to want to date us. And I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that's going to make us attractive when we're like that. Y'all understand? People want to be with people like that. Amen? I don't look over a list at night and see who I can go out and hang out with that's going to whine for an hour and a half. Or tell me how life's so bad. Y'all understand or not? This is good stuff, man. What will this do for me? I will be able to do good to other people as I get to do this more and more. Keep going, Ron. This is good stuff. I will dwell securely with my neighbors. Did you know your neighbors really will like it a lot when there's somebody living down the street from them that believes in God and trusts God and is not full of themselves or arrogant, but who's loving and loves their neighbors themselves? You're going to find out those kind of people will probably get you back when you need it. This is wisdom. You understand? It's church stuff. I don't need that church stuff. Well, I ain't talking about church stuff. I'm talking about life stuff. This changed the whole world. You'll not envy the wicked. You know what? You're going to start to be satisfied with what you have. You're going to thank God for it because He's a good God. He's not a bad God because the one you didn't like, now you're falling in love with and you love Him and you trust Him. See the difference? Oh my, I'll inherit glory and promotion. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of a fool. When good things happen in my life and others see this in my life, don't be surprised if there's going to be some glory and promotion along the way. That ain't why you do it, but don't be surprised when you trust the Lord. It's a winner, baby. Amen? Say the verse with me. We're done. Say it with me. Trust in the Lord with all heart and lean not unto your own understanding. That's pretty good stuff. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. We made it. Good job, Raj. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand on up.